Hello. As it's the last waveguide of 1983, we're going to take a look at some of the things that have been bothering you in the past year and try to give you some really clear answers. For instance, those breaks in transmission. Andrew Piper, there seem to have been more than usual this year. Why is that?
Well, I think there seem to have been more than usual, but I don't think that's the case. We've probably been apologising more, for which I apologise. One thing I can say with confidence is that Waveguide seems to have been mercifully free of those breaks, particularly those very annoying short breaks, which hell you're talking about.
Yes, thank Andrew Piper.
Azure.
No, but seriously, over the year we've tried to explain about the ionosphere and the peculiar things that it does to our transmissions. I don't know about you, but I still find it all rather perplexing. So we've asked along someone who really does understand it all. Ron Heaviside of the Institute for Ionospheric Studies. Ron.
Well, yes, you see, the Earth's ionosphere is made up of layers, though they're actually called spheres. There's the troposphere, the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the ionosphere and the exosphere. They're not really spheres either, of course, more like the squashy bits in cream buns. But they're more like layers than the other layers, which are called layers. That's the D layer, the E layer, the F1 layer and the F2 layer. And then you've got your layers that are called pauses, not pussycat pauses, you realise, the tropopause, the stratopause and the mesopause, not to be confused with the menopause.
No, of course not. But what does this all have to do with radio?
Oh, well, it's all a matter of hop, skip and jump. Not in the athletic sense, where the hopping, skipping and jumping is done in the horizontal plane, but skipping up and down, up and down, up and down.
You're making me giddy.
Oh, no, you've just got to stay with this if you want good radio reception, you see. While the hop is more of a concentric or radial dispersal, depending on the diurnal concentration of negatively charged ions in the aforementioned layers, pauses, spheres or cream buns.
But what about all those storms in the ionosphere?
Ah, well, you know the old song, the sun has got his hat on. Well, it's more a case of the sun has got his spots on, not your adolescent eruptions, because the sun is quite old, really, not old in the great totality of things, although older than you might expect for the production of spots or pimples. Anyway, these spots or pimples burst out from time to time, as spots or pimples are wont to do. And wham, bam, kasplat, there go all the jolly old spheres, or layers, or pauses.
Or cream buns?
Well, no, because the solar molecular antinodal flare path is so strongly interactive with the ionisational absorption pattern that all radio transmission is, as we experts put it, squidged out of existence. And you can't hear a thing. Except Radio Moscow, of course.
Yes, Ron Heaviside, thank you very much indeed. That's made it all much clearer, I think. Well, now, Andrew, back to you. It seems that people can't make head or tail of all those frequency announcements. Is there anything that might help our listeners to understand all those megahertz, kilohertz and metres, Andrew?
Yes, well, I think, as you know, Liz, one of the problems is all those numbers. So what we're going to experiment with is doing the numbers actually in semaphore, that is, using flags.
Flags?
Yes, and I've got some here, a couple
Just
of flags.
Ordinary flags.
That's right, and... Well, name a frequency.
All right, listeners should now retune to 15.07 megahertz.
Right, 15.07. Stand back a bit, will you?
Yes, I move back. Oh!
Sorry. One.
Oh!
Sorry. Five.
Oh! Point.
Oh, that's difficult.
Oh! Ow, mind me.
Oh. Seven.
Oh! 15.07 megahertz.
How about that?
Well, you're exhausted.
Yes.
And I'm in extreme pain.
Yes.
I don't think it's a good idea at all. But if you at home think it's a good idea, write in and tell us. But we must move on to more serious matters, and we've quite often heard from Richard Meesham of our monitoring service, and he's told us of various small radio stations in odd corners of the world. Well, usually our monitors at Caversham have no trouble in identifying a language, but here's one that's got them stuck. It was picked up a few days ago in the 15 megahertz band. It seems to be some sort of discussion program.
Halimari, kota se in muadua.
Halimari, meko, to sole mi in muadua.
Yegola hura se be se nem ne at quad va obne ne ago.
Yega tole, kota sa va se nem ne ago dole mi agin.
Well, can you place it? Some sort of oriental language or something perhaps like Eskimo. Here's a little bit more.
One ye ke lo so tho I be ro in mi digna.
Kala oge.
Strange, isn't it? And if you think you know what language it was and what the discussion was about, please let us know. Well, now we've got another change of subject. Over the past year, we've heard about that unpleasant form of interference, the woodpecker. Its tap-tapping noise sometimes makes listening quite impossible. Well, Andrew, I believe that over the last few months a new and even more annoying nuisance has been heard on the shortwave bands.
Yes, Liz, this new horror is called the warthog. Sometimes you can hear it sort of snuffling around in the background to a programme. It's a noise known to the experts as undergrowthing. But when it gets dark, particularly in the northern hemisphere in winter, it gets a bit more lively, a sort of snorting sound. And sometimes it gets very active indeed, and then it can make listening very difficult.
What causes this warthogging interference?
Well, there are, of course, lots of theories, but most experts agree that it's probably some kind of surveillance device, probably an underground or under-the-horizon radar.
Well, is there anything that we can do to cut out the interference?
Well, yes, a small British firm has brought out a device called the Auto Warthog Whacker. It's very small and easy to use. You just plug it in, wait for a warthog to come along, and press the button. Here's one now. You just press the button. And it's gone.
Well, that's a very useful device. What's it called again? And can you tell us, what does it cost?
Well, the Auto Warthog Whacker costs about £1,750, plus postage, but it's worth every penny.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Andrew. And finally, as Waveguide is such a short programme, we often have to cut bits out. Well, if that makes you feel a bit cheated, don't worry, because we save the bits. And now, to make amends for the past year's omissions, here are some of the bits from 1983 that you didn't hear.
Well, at the moment, things are very quiet here.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
It's really...
Hello?
Say something, Murray.
Well, here we go.
What's the introductory announcement?
My problem is that of interference due to electrical appliances such as lamps.
Did I see a light before me?
Will you advise me on how one can minimise such interference?
Switch off all the offending appliances such as fans.
Hello, we seem to have some sort of local interference there.
There's a bit of this chair. Something fell off.
You get what you pay for.
Now, come on, let's stop, because how much longer have we got? What more do you want to know?
Oh, sorry, we're doing awfully well, aren't we?
Look, if I want to lean forward, I'll lean forward.
Get out, Nicole, get out.
OK, keep going.
03 hours.
Do you want any more?
Well, now, what's that sort of code?
That is, what is that? Walters is killing himself.
Good.
Really?
But we have to switch it between three relay stations to do what?
We hope that you'll be able to switch to another frequency, which will carry on giving you a good service.
I knew there was a trick somewhere. I thought I couldn't get over it that easy.
Hello, folks. Stop.
What? Shut up, in other words.
And that's all for 1983. It just remains for me to wish you good listening next year. From me, Liz Francis, our studio guest, Ron Heaviside.
73 is for 84.
Yes. All right, thank you. And Andrew Piper.
Thank you for that.
Oh, he's at it again. And don't forget the warthog. Goodbye.